Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, Sunday Morning Inspirational Call. Happy Sunday on this beautiful morning, wherever you are. Well, here in the South, we have beautiful weather, and we are discussing this week and on this morning, walk like you own it. So that's what we've been talking about, you know, just how that pertains to us. How do we do that effectively? What does that actually mean, as it relates to God? So, you know, we have the things that we do in the natural, but then we know that everything, must be spiritual for us, as the body of Christ. And we talk about walking like we own it. You know, the Bible tells us that we have been given, you know, self-worth, and it's been given to us by God. So, you know, He provides us with strength and everything that we need, all the provisions that we need to live a godly life. And as we grow in our faith, our confidence in God is going to grow. You know, our belief in Him, is going to grow. Our relationship, is going to grow, you know, because He's always there for us. He is our strength. He's our shield. He helps us. The Bible tells us, we all know it, that He never leaves nor forsakes us. And growing closer to God means that we grow more confident in the things of God, but we also grow more confident in the things that we may have once doubted about God. Our understanding grows, our knowledge base grows, even our wisdom. So these are the things that happens. And you know, much like Jesus, we have to be who God has called us to be. We have to be bold in Him. And we have to live that life that's filled with significance. You know, the Bible tells us that Jesus came to give us this kind of life. And it says that He came that we may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance. So to the full. So it overflows. And these are the things that we've learned. These are the things that we're familiar with as we grow in God's word, and also being bold in Him, what that means, and also walking like we own it. So again, this is our inspiration call. Our topic is walk like you own it. And on this morning, we're going to bring in our leader at this time, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Latone.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. What about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
Good deal. So, y'all already got the topic is walk like you own it. You know, walking takes a little traveling. It takes a little endurance. You have to have a little strength. Not only that, this is the good thing. Y'all know when God said His rod and His staff.
Yes.
You have two, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The rod of correction, the staff of direction. Ain't that something?
Yes,
but you got to move forward. You got to walk. With that being said, Ms. Latone, we prayed already? What do we got?
No, sir.
Let's go ahead and open up with prayer, and then we can get started.
Our Father and our God, we come before You on this morning to say thank You, dear Lord. We thank You, Father, for waking us up on this morning, for allowing us to see a new day in You, dear Father. We thank You for always providing this platform, dear God, where we can come together and be in fellowship with one another, dear God, but most importantly, to dwell in Your presence. On this morning, dear God, we ask that You would just open up our hearts and open up our minds so that we may receive all of You and all that You have prepared for us on this morning, dear God. And we ask that You would just help us to take what we learn, to go forward, to be a blessing to each and every person that You place in our path, dear God. We thank You for the gift of this ministry, and we thank You for our leader. We ask that You would just continue to lead and guide him on the path of righteousness so that we may continue to follow in the same way. We thank You and we praise You in the precious name of Your darling Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Walk like you own it. Walk like you own it. The rod and the staff. One is to correct and one is to lead, guide, and direct. Walk right on into it. You got to step out in faith. Ain't that something?
Yes.
And this is what we face. Oh, but boy. If God wants you to walk like you own it, Satan wants you to back it up. You ever heard of, you remember when your parents said, you take one step forward and two steps back?
Yes.
It's funny how they say you take one step progressive forward, but they're telling you this when you're doing wrong. But you take two steps back. You ever thought what they mean by that? What they meant by that? It really meant something. It's like you're doing right, and then you turn back and do wrong. And you're wrong. The wrong outweighs the right.
Yes.
Ain't that something?
It is.
But see, when you walk like you own it in God now, you do understand that it's validated, the things that we encounter. Ms. Latonya, I'm going to give you about 2 minutes. Go ahead and follow up with what I just talked about.
Yes, sir. So walk like you own it. I just want to point out that, when we think about that and when we think of, I'm familiar with that phrase that you just brought up about, taking so many steps forward and then taking some back. But when we think about walking like we own it and being bold, it shouldn't mean that, we're arrogant or we're trusting in our own abilities. The bottom line is we have to be confident in our Father, our leader, which is God. And even in the gifts, the talents and the knowledge that He's placed within us. So we know that without Him, we are nothing. So with Him, we can be victorious because He brings out the best in us, whom He created for Himself. I also want to share a scripture. It says, we glory and pride ourselves in Christ and put no confidence or dependence on what we are in the flesh and on outward privileges and physical advantages and external appearances. And that's from Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. So, when we think about, taking steps forward, taking steps back, what exactly are we doing? How are we living our life? What do we see when we look in the mirror? So the first thing we tend to look at or notice is, scars we have, what our hair looks like, if we've gained weight, if we have pimples, things like that, so on and so forth. For some, the outward appearance, it can affect their overall self-confidence, but we also need to know that taking care of our bodies is important, because the Bible tells us that, it's the glow of our inner beauty, our heart, that's most important. And just
hold
like,
on.
Hold on.
I want you to get off track. Yeah, 2 minutes, hold on. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
We go all the way left. All right. So y'all remember, we're talking about the rod and the staff, direction and correction. Stay on track, okay? But I'm going to go off the scripture that you just shared with everyone, and then you can go ahead and go mute. As a matter of fact, unmute Miss Tiana for me. And share the scripture one more time for everybody.
Okay, the scripture is... comes from the book of Philippians 3:3, and it states, we glory and pride ourselves in Jesus Christ, and put no confidence or dependence on what we are in the flesh and on outward privileges and physical advantages and external appearances.
Okay. Thank you so much. Y'all got it? Everybody got that? Good deal.
Yes, sir.
How are you, Miss Tiana?
I'm great this morning, sir. And yourself?
Doing wonderful. Doing
great.
Wonderful. Not with this scripture, Miss Tiana. Did you get it?
Mm-hmm. I just got it, sir, yes.
Okay, read it for everybody one more time, please.
For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by his Spirit, who boast. You said Philippians 3 and 3, correct? Because it doesn't sound like what Mr. Latoya read. All right, let me start over. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by his Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
All right. Walk like you own it, people. So let me break that scripture down a little bit. Okay. For it is we who are the circumcision. We who serve God by his Spirit. We the law. We serve God by his Spirit, who boasts in Christ Jesus, who put no confidence in the flesh. Let me see, this is beautiful. It's more than a pimple thing. Forget all that. It's talking about.
Right.
Put no confidence in the flesh. In other words, we put no confidence in how we feel. Forget all that. Look, you got to know the word of God and break it down right, because if not, you walking by, it's not going to be right. You walking by the Spirit of God won't be right. You know, it's easy. Don't you know that, Miss Tiana? To walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know how people say, you know what I'm saying, be the example.
Yes, sir.
Hmm? Don't just talk it, but walk it. Walk it like you talk it. You know, that's easy. I can be rude and walk it like I talk it.
Yes.
But you can't be in God and walk it like you own it if you're not doing the things according to the Spirit. We do things according to the flesh. Hence, he says, the appearance of the flesh. You got to understand that God is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So if a spirit is talking, a spirit speaks about spiritual things. Remember, Miss Latonya, didn't the Bible say we wrestle? Come on, Miss Tiana, what does it say? We wrestle not against
flesh and blood.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood. So we ain't talking about no pimple here. Hell is way more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Read the scripture one more time, Miss Tiana.
For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by his Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh.
Who put no, in other words, if your thoughts are not like God's thoughts, remember the Bible said the same mind that Jesus had in him, we should have in us. What does it have to do with your pimple?
Not a little.
Your beard, your hair. You can't be telling people misguided things. When you walk like you own it, you walking in God. Who has confidence so much in their flesh that they're willing to go to God and say, this is the truth? See, here's the thing about it. You know, typically, oh, yeah, Miss Tiana. Can I tell you a story and a real story at that, y'all? This all Sunday morning. Wake on up.
Please, sir.
Typically, when people don't own it, they back away from it. Y'all want to hear the story? In other words, anybody on this phone, have you ever, wake on up now, have you ever experienced people that don't walk it like they own it? In other words, they'll text it, but they won't pick up the phone and talk it?
Yes, sir.
In other words, they'll say it behind your back, but they won't pick up and say it in front of your face.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Huh? Not only this, hold on. Some of them be bold enough to say it in front of your face, but would they say it to God? Hold on. I got one even better. Some of them even said to God, because the Bible said there's going to be a gnashing of the teeth and a hissing. In other words, Satan will fight. So you do have some demonic spirits who people let Satan use them to not walk forward but go backwards. In other words, they don't walk like the owners, and they'll side with Satan. They'll even fight with God. In other words, if you represent God, they'll fight with you. But watch this. You do understand that they can't walk like they own it, because see, the battlefield only leads to one or the other. You can go to heaven or to hell. So in other words, they're still not walking like they own it, because what part of hell do you own and what part of hell do you want to own? So why would you talk? In other words, you know you wouldn't talk crazy and stand before God in the midst of heaven. You can talk crazy to God, but you'll never own it if he says no.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all saw the sequence that I just went through? See, the first ones were shallow. The other ones are deeper, because some people say, oh, yes, I will, and they'll roll their neck. I say it in front of them, this, that, and the other. Yeah, but would you say it in front of God? And not only would you say it in front of God, you probably would, because some people are just that bold. Can you own up to it and say it in front of God and make your way into heaven?
Mm.
Can you walk on to heaven? Can you walk it like you own it? In other words, when we say walk it like you own it, like it's the truth. Now, I ain't say your version of the truth. Read the scripture one more time, Miss Sienna.
For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by his spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh.
You serve God by the spirit, by his spirit. Every thought that we have should come under subjection to the word of God. In other words, the word of God, it should line up with the word. Every thought that you have, every action that you have, just because things don't look like they're going your way, just because things don't go in your favor, does that mean that you going forward, walking like you own it? That don't mean that you're walking it like you own it by expressing your feelings. Who told you that?
Right.
I want something that I can express my feelings with. Well, you actually don't want God, because the Bible that I read said, tell your feelings, to go over that way, because you can't walk like you own it. Operating in, he said, lean, lean. I ain't talking about no serve. He said, lean, not, N-O-T, not the K-N-O, lean, not, do not. Lean unto your own understanding. What part of that scripture we didn't understand?
All right.
When you lean into your own understanding, you cannot possibly walk forward in confidence and think that you're lining up with God. Hence we say silly stuff like I-J-S. Hence we live a life, Miss Tiana, we was just walking forward in God, then we take two steps back. That means there's no progression. In other words, if you earned 100, but then you lost 200, what you got in your account?
Negative 100.
Okay, you in the red. You upside down.
Yep.
You're up under. So if you take one step forward, you in the house with that one step, but two steps backwards, where you at?
Outside.
Okay, cool. How can you walk it like you own it when you on the outside of something that you can't, in other words, the temperature outside can't be controlled by you?
Can't.
You don't know. See, those on the outside don't understand, and hence a double-minded man is unstable in all thy ways. Y'all not catching it yet? Okay, cool. In other words, for every negative spirit that comes your way, don't buy into it. Don't listen to those people, those spirits, those things, those circumstances that try and plant seeds of doubt. Just because, see, Satan wants to operate just like he operated way back then with Adam and Eve. He wants to plant seeds of doubt so that you no longer walk forward upright and erect. He wants you to have the image. Huh? In other words, it's okay that you go to church on Sunday. If you get mad with this pastor, all you're going to do is do what? Go to the next pastor. That's the only thing, that's the only option that you have. unless you just stop altogether. But here's the thing. Just because you pass the hop, in other words, don't you know people whore hop in church? They go to the church where they're itching ears. Ain't that so? Now, watch this, Miss Tiana. Walk like you own it. You also know. Watch this. Yeah, watch me. Women, if men can't get it from you, they can go to the woman that is easy and vulnerable where he can't get it from, right? If there's
right.
his motive. Right?
Yes.
Hmm? So his walking like I own it says, I have standards and this is what I want, but that don't have nothing to do with God. That's not progressive. Y'all follow where I'm going with this? Let me flip it around. If that be that part of it, what about the part of it that says we only have people around us that we like, who agree with us? Is it not the same thing?
It is, sir.
That's no good. Read the scripture one more time, Miss Tiana. And yeah, everybody listen to this good.
For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by his spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus and who put no confidence in the flesh.
Well, well, well. What kind of confidence do you have in your flesh by saying, IJS, I'm just saying, I feel like. How far are you going to walk with it? How much of it are you willing to own? Because if you was willing to own up to that, why you text them and don't call them? If you was willing to own up to that, why can't you have a conversation with them, decent conversation with them, face-to-face, huh, without sharing what you think and start saying what God said? Is it because we can't recite what God said? Because the only thing that's in our life, now watch this, the Bible says, put no other idols before me. Don't you know that idolatry also comes with way by, why you think he said part ways with your flesh? In other words, crucified. Do not live. Love is not proud. In pride. See, in other words, American has an idol, but so do you. Because, see, when your flesh, when your thoughts, when your lifestyles, when your way of thinking dominates the word of God, guess what you just created? An idol. When you create that idol, you can't walk in confidence. Huh? Mm-hmm. Not true confidence. The confidence that you walk in is confidence that one day wants to serve God, the next day wants to serve something else.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Can you substantiate, can you make valid your claims, every thought that you had? Can you make valid, before you talk about the white folk, can you make it valid? Before you talk about the black folk, can you make it valid? Before you talk about her, can you make it, can you talk about, before you talk about him, can you make that valid too?
All right.
Hmm? In other words, can you walk like you own it? Can that be substantiated in the court of God's law? Now, I do understand that he's the judge. See, when you walk like you own it, walk with confidence. Now, understand, yeah, you can walk with confidence in your flesh, the very thing that he said not to. But you know he's going to set you down. Because you know that the judge can sniff out people who are operating in their flesh, right?
Yes, indeed.
Read the latter part of it, the last part of it, Ms. Tiana.
Who put no confidence in the flesh.
Who put no confidence in the flesh. That ain't about your skin. That ain't about your hair. See, putting confidence in the flesh, it's a spiritual warfare in your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What you're thinking like, however you think, is how you're going to walk. Huh? If you put your confidence in the flesh, watch this, a flesh that God does not even want. Hence, when God calls anyone, that old flesh of yours stays put. It can't go no further than this earth. It says, from dust you came, from dust you will return. Flesh, dust. Why are you putting your trust in dust? Something that God rejects. Because if flesh was good, look at how God loves us so much. When he created Adam and Eve, Lord have mercy. And when he created Jesus, that's the only three people that was born not of sin. Everybody else, we was born into iniquity. See, when you walk like you own something, watch where I'm going with this. Just because Adam and Eve was born sin-free, that don't mean they died sin-free.
Come on.
Just because Jesus was born sin-free don't mean that he died sin-free either.
Come on.
Watch this, people. The difference is, didn't you know walking forward, moving forward, walking forward, like you own it, things like that? God don't own the flesh, hence the fact that he told you to crucify it. Because whatever God owns, listen to God. Whatever God owns, listen to God. Whatever God owns, listen to God. So when you say walk like you own it, does God really own you? Because you say you're a child of God, are you actually saying that you're in a relationship that you're not really in? You know how people say, I'm in a relationship with this person and the other person don't agree? Well, if that be the case, how you in a relationship and don't respond to his calling?
All right.
How you in a relationship with him and don't know his calling? How can you walk forward? And see, the Bible says, how can two walk together lest they be in agreement? In other words, you have confidence. When you walk like you own it, see, God owns it. He owns the heaven and the earth. See, everybody, everything else is superficial. It's a lie. See, the flesh is going to lie to you. So before you text it out, before you speak it out, before you think it out, you better see where that came from. Are you walking hand in hand with God, or are you walking hand in hand with a doggone stranger? I'm talking about Satan. How can you walk in confidence in Satan? Because Satan can make you look crazy. Watch what I'm about to tell you. Because, see, when God comes with his correction, will you reject it? So where did those thoughts come from? Where did those ugly ways come from? How much confidence can you have in that, Miss Tiana? How can you own something that didn't come from God? So what happens is Satan boosts you up, Adam. He boosts you up, Eve, only to drop you on your face. In other words, you thought you was walking in confidence like you owned it, but you heard the word of God. What happens when the word of the truth comes around? When God comes around and says, Adam, where art thou? What happens when the word of God that you have in you comes around to check your walk? Because, see, now you're trying to crip walk when he told you to righteous walk. See, now you're just acting out there, acting a fool, backsliding and moonwalking when God told you to walk forward. So, see, when we say walking like you own it, why you can't validate that in the front of the truth, meaning God's word? Because when the word of God comes your way to check you, why you running? Why you just saying, I'm just saying? Walk like you own it. Because if I own the house, I'm going to anybody who stepped on my property and say, hold on, what's going on? So why you can't own your words? Uh-oh.
Right.
It's interesting, don't it?
It does.
Now, you do have some people that will own lies. They'll own it. You can't. I can't, but God can. How you know God is real? Cool. Let's see how much of that you're going to own. When a judge dies, this is how real he is. Watch this. This is how real he is. When the day of judgment comes, the very thing that you was questioning, let's see what you got to question in. Because, see, that realness, you better step up. Oh, can you step up? Because, see, in order to step up, you got to walk forward. But when you walk forward, don't walk forward slouched over. Remember, everything that you thought, everything that you lived, every person that you put down because of your thoughts, own it. God gonna forgive me. What you need forgiveness for? When you was doing it right. So are you openly saying you know it's not right? You openly saying that?
Come on.
Which leads to something even bigger. If you openly know that you're not doing the will of God, you know your walk ain't right anyway.
Yes.
But we supposed to be the light, and the salt. This little, how your light shining, and you're not walking upright. Because, see, when you really want to walk right and own something, it's just like a lamp. You take the cover out. Oh, no. You don't keep the cover on. That's man's way. You take the cover off. See, when you take the cover off, y'all, I'm talking about old school stuff. We took the cover off so the whole room can be lit up. See, if you keep the cover on a lamp, walking like you own it, it's only visible to the things that are around you. But when you really walk like you own it, when God really has something in you, because, see, when God gives something, it's better than Costco, it's better than Sam's, See, when God gives it, you don't just get enough for you. See, that's that Walmart, that Dollar General version, that Family Dollar version, no disrespect to them. But, see, God gives an overflow. Remember, my cup runneth over. Because when God touches, see, his storehouse is so big, but, see, when God gives you direction, when God gives you something to own, in other words, when God gives you a light, what they got, what kind of light they have in there now? They last forever, huh?
What the LEDs?
LEDs? Well, I got a better light, huh? It's called, not even a GED, it's a G-O-D type light. You take the lampshade off, you put it on, and see, when you put it on, don't worry about changing it. Don't worry about dust getting on it. Don't even worry about you touching it because nobody can come that close. Let's just say this, it's going to shine forever. See, when you have the gifts of God and you're operating and walking in the gifts of God like you own it, everybody should see it. Whether they like it or not, they can't deny it. Favor ain't fair. Favor don't mean that they like it. Favor mean that they can't deny it. In other words, you can't deny light. This is when people start to run from it. This is why they don't call you. They text you. Woo! Because they can't own it. Because they know you got light in you. They know you got truth in you. And so they want to hide behind a text. They want to hide behind, I'm just saying. But go ahead and present that as the truth now. If you're going to say it once, Miss Tiana, say it twice.
Yes, yes, sir.
I know how to provoke some people. So when people start acting up in your life, talking about, I heard the man on the phone. Here's the thing. Although they may act up, make sure you stay in your truth. Make sure you walk it like you own it. And when I say by staying in your truth, I'm talking about serving God in his truth. This is how you stay in your truth. In other words, if your truth don't line up with his truth, you're taking steps backward. Your truth has to line up with his truth. In other words, your truth must be his life. If your life does not look like God, you can't own none of it. Satan lying to you. So get out of your feelings. Get out of your own way. And don't let people try and pull you in your feelings. In other words, they can't pull you in your feelings. The only thing that can pull you in your feelings is you. Satan can only suggest it. You're the one who got to walk it. Now, what you looking like? What direction you going in?
Amen.
Take your lampshade off. That means when God gives a walking direction, shouldn't it provoke other people to walk in the same direction? Now,
yes,
who you want to walk like you walking? You want your kids and their kids and the kids out there to walk like you walking? Well, if you don't want them to walk, you know how people say, don't do as I say. That's a lie because that didn't come from God. God never said, don't do as I do as I say. God said it and he did it. See, he said it first and then he did it.
Yeah.
Hey, boy, can I help you out?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Walk like you own it. When you walk like you own it, I know y'all heard the world say actions speak louder than words. Well, that's an L-I-E. I said it, and I'm going to back it up, and I'm going to validate it because I'm going to walk like I own what I just said. Watch this. If the word, watch this, Miss Tiana. If action spoke louder than words, tell me why didn't Jesus come in the beginning? Whoa, my. Oh. Whoa. 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 Because it's called the word of God. Ooh, that's you got the shield of faith, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness. I'm talking about your armor. You should know about that. Cool. But guess which one? The only offensive weapon you got is the word, not action. The word, not action. The word of God. So since actions speak louder than words, and you base your little simple life off of what? Actions? Well, what about yours? Don't stop there. Walk like you own it. Don't talk about their action when yours ain't right with God. Why you want somebody to be faithful to you and you're not faithful to God?
Amen.
Let's start there. Walk like you own it now. Don't back down now. Don't back down. Do not back down because you had some harsh words. You had some harsh thoughts. You said they should have lined up because if they really, this, that, and other, well, if you really like God, what? Because I think that was more important, right?
Yeah.
Walk like you own it. Don't back down now. Don't say, God know my heart. Mm-mm. Because that means actions don't speak louder than words. Now, a double-minded man is unstable in all their ways. In other words, They'll make you try and walk like you own it, but they don't want to. No, if their actions say that they're not, you know, they're not stable, if their actions say that they're not worthy, well, what does yours say? Don't go off of their actions and not yours.
Yes, indeed.
Is that something, Miss Tiana?
It is.
The word of God. God is the word. Jesus is the life. That's why he said he's the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. His actions speak louder than the words. Why is not action sitting at the top, and why is not the word sitting at the right hand of the throne? I do believe that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the word. Woo!
Yes, he is. Yes.
Somebody might not ever understand it. But for those who deep in God, you know what I'm talking about. He spoke it. And guess what we do? We live it. We walk it. He said, those who love me, obey me. In other words, the word is something to be obeyed. How is it that the action is more powerful than the word? They both are powerful, but one has to go out first. Which one came first, the chicken or the egg? Is it, The word of God hovered over the waters before anything was formed. So you telling me the only reason why people say actions speak louder than words is because somebody got doubt. But don't listen to what people say. Even some people who believe that, let them believe what they want to believe. Stay solid. Stay solid in God. Because the Bible that I read says love hopes all things, endures all things, believes all things. In other words, the Bible says it this way. Watch this, people. Didn't the Bible say those who believe and have not seen are blessed? In other words, when you believe in God, I don't need him to do a doggone thing because I believe in God and his word. But when you don't believe in something at your word, this is why he has to meet you right where you are. Because the Bible says those who believe and have not seen and have not seen, they can walk it like they own it. In other words, you need a miracle for God to show you. God, give me a sign. That's because you couldn't meet him in the spirit. Read that scripture one more time, Miss Tiana. Validate it.
For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by his spirit.
Stop right there.
In Christ.
Stop right there. We serve God by the spirit. In other words, we don't need flesh things to prove God's word to us. We walk like we own it because God said so. Some people need to read the rest of it. Don't hear me, Sam.
Who boast in Christ Jesus and have put no confidence in the flesh.
You know how you boast in God? You walk it like you own it. Boasting don't have nothing to do with lip service. Boasting has everything to do with your lifestyle. You believe it because God said it. See, some people boast and they put all their confidence in the flesh. In other words, I believe it when I see it mentality. Well, guess what? Walk like you own it. Walk like you own them words. Because if you believe it when you see it, God gonna believe it when he see it too. So why your life look like it's in a wreck? Because he don't see nothing.
Yes.
Don't shift the coins now today versus tomorrow. Don't shift the coins from them to you. Don't be double-minded. If it's going to be your standard, walk like you own it in your standard. In other words, if you said it and it applies to them, it got to surely apply to you, unless you're not owning what you're talking about. Don't be fake now. If you can say it once, say it twice.
Amen.
But for those of us who believe in God, we walk like we own it because he said so. Because he said so. Some people will never understand that. Don't worry about that. You walk it like you own it. That's their life. Remember the Bible says, love endures, hopes, and believes all things. I don't trust people. Do you trust God? See, if you don't even trust God, let alone trust people. And then watch this. Why should somebody believe you? But it's mighty funny how when people are giving us something, we trust them. When it's something that we like, we trust them. They can be a complete stranger, and we trust them then. Look at the blessing. And that trust is so powerful that we call it a blessing. Shoot, I ain't even have it today, and somebody walked up for it and paid for it. That ain't walking like you own it. Because if you're going to walk like you own it, don't let nobody pay for nothing, because remember, you don't believe what people say. Especially strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Well, but they ain't said they actually did it. You shouldn't have accepted it. Because you don't know them, remember? That's what we say. I don't know you and you don't know me. Don't let nobody do nothing for you that you don't know. But see, here's the problem with that, Miss Tiana. When you walk like you own it, you can't even go far with that statement. You don't know me. Mm-hmm. I don't know you. Didn't the Bible say in Hebrews, be careful how you entertain a stranger because you never know when you're entertaining an angel?
Angel, yes, sir.
Why does that scripture make you snap back? You shouldn't have to snap back on a scripture like that. You should live a scripture like that. You should own it. Mm-hmm. You should walk like that every single day.
Yeah.
So if that scripture still correcting you, how much owning are you doing? How much practice are you on? How stable are you?
Right.
Because when you walk like you own it, it don't correct me. Actually, I disperse it. So I give it where it's needed. I give it to that. I give it to that. I give it to that. See, when you own something, you have the authority to place it where it needs to be placed. But when you don't own something, you're the one who needs the prescription, the antidote. When you don't own it, you need the healing, in other words. You need the healing, in other words. When you don't own it, you need God. God bless me. God help me. But see, that ain't owning nothing. See, you always, listen to me. Now we're about to get off the phone. Why is it that God is always operating and doctoring on you? When are you actually going to become the doctor and not the patient? I thought that we're supposed to be Christian. In other words, when you are Christian, you should no longer be making the doctor's appointments. You should be giving them.
Amen.
Walk like you own it, though, huh? But you can't own nothing you don't understand. Let's go ahead and let's pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this amazing gift that you've given us, this life, Heavenly Father, this life that you've told us to lead, dear Lord, and lead with our own, with your, let me correct that, lead with your understanding, dear Lord. You are so gracious to us, Heavenly Father, that you have given us so much that we can walk, Heavenly Father, if we choose to walk in you. We are grateful for this ministry. We're grateful for this platform. We are grateful for our leader. So, Heavenly Father, as we go forward this day, may we walk like we own it in you. We thank you and we praise you. In the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day. Make sure you walk forward in the spirit and not in the flesh. If you walk in the flesh, the Bible actually talks about that now. Okay, hold on. Let me grab the scripture for you right quick. Because I'm going to let Miss Tiana read that scripture right there. And I'm going to just share this one. Hold on. I love this. All right. Read your scripture.
For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by his Spirit, and who boast in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh.
Y'all got that part? He's talking to the Christian. We put no confidence in the flesh. Let's start at Romans 8:3 and go through 5. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh. God did by sending his own soul, my God. Oh, don't catch that. For the people who ain't God, y'all get excited. Everybody else, you sit right there, I understand. But for the people like, who ain't God, go ahead, walk it like y'all. Did you see what you just said?
Yes. We can find out. Mm-hmm.
Man. That's powerful. Mm-hmm. That's powerful. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh. Remember the Bible, the law, he's talking about his word. He's talking about God. What God was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh. Remember the Bible says, you got to love it. Walk it like you own it. Didn't the Bible say the tradition of man
nullifies
the power of God? It means your tradition, your flesh, your ways, everybody else do a type thing.
Mm-hmm.
It mutes. It silences. It quenches the power of God. Look what the Bible says, Romans 8:3. Somebody's scripture says something different? What you say, Ms. Chan? You got it?
Let me say. It says, for what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh.
God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. In other words, God sent Jesus because they wouldn't walk it by listening to me. So I got to let them walk it by sending something that looks like them. In other words, oh, Lord, because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending what the law couldn't do in the spirit. But look at the first order. The law of first mention. In other words, baby, I want you to go to school, but if you don't,
I want, you know, mama wants you to do this, daddy wants you to do this. In other words, the first is more important than the second. But if you didn't get the first one, I'm going to send you, I'm sending you a little contention plan that keep you in position to receive. So he said, what the law, what the law didn't do because it was weakened by the flesh, what his word didn't do. In other words, you won't listen to my word? Let me let you listen to my example. Hold on. Since you wouldn't listen to my word, let me let you see my example. In other words, we walk by faith and not by sight. Since you wouldn't listen to me through faith, through spirit, I'm going to send it through sight to reel you back in so that you can still walk it. God is trying to reach us so many different ways so we can own it, walk like we own it. He said, what my word was powerless to do because your flesh got in the way, your feelings got in the way, your thoughts got in the way. What God did, he did it by sending his son as a sin offering. In other words, he sent his son to tell the flesh to shut up. But how much you do it, you got to walk it like you own it. In other words, you got to go down on behalf of the flesh, but become, oh, Lord, have mercy. You got to go down on behalf of the flesh, but you got to come up on behalf of the spirit. Lord, have mercy. Y'all don't see it, do you?
Amen.
Huh? Now be careful, because if that flesh bring you down and you're not led by the spirit, you're going to stay down. I'm talking about hell. We'll see your eyes open. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Y'all wanted some word of God, huh? It wasn't no play, right? Y'all ain't come here because
Amen.
Somebody invited you. You came here because of the word of God led you, right? Cool.
Amen.
And so he has condemned sin. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but live according to the spirit. Those
Amen.
Who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. Those who live according to the flesh, those who walk according to the flesh cannot walk like they own it because they have their mind set on the flesh desires. Well, she ain't do this. He ain't do this. I think that they should do this. Not what God says, it's what I think. See, that's according to your flesh. See, but you don't know if they're pursuing a thing of God. This is why you still solo, because you want somebody that's going to pursue you. Now, God, you better get somebody that's going to pursue God, and you should be pursuing too. You shouldn't have no problem with that. See what I'm talking about? Whoa. Ooh.
Amen.
But those who live in accordance with the Spirit, Miss Tiana, have their mindset on what the Spirit desires.
That's right.
Walk like you own it. Huh? If you're walking according to the flesh, it's going to show. If you walk according to the spirit, it's going to show too. Huh? It's a battlefield of the mind, people.
Mm.
I'm talking about it got to be something outward, because some people can cover up makeup, cover up stuff, mascara and all that other stuff, right? Huh? That Mac, I know Mac is expensive, but people pay for it because it don't smear off. But see, even at the cover-up, Mac don't stay on forever. You can only cover it up for so long before that hand is exposed. Walk like you on it. Y'all have a great day. Oh, catch us tonight, 8 p.m. 8 p.m. tonight. Y'all have a great day.
Goodbye.